So I'm going to look at you all morning. No, I'm not. But it just showed that he wasn't in a rush. He was thinking about what he was saying. And this morning, I just want to say, we sang about, or well, Tian had a word about plowing our hearts. Have you ever seen a tractor plow? Have you seen it? They put that plow in the ground and they pull for everything that they're worth. When they hit a boulder that's on where they are, or an old grapevine or whatever the case, they rip that thing out the ground. It's not done gently. Oh, there's a little boulder. Let's move it. No, that thing is ripped out of the ground. Those vines are ripped out of the ground. They put in a pile and they're burnt. 1 Thessalonians 1 and verses 5 to 8. Because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power. You know what? Those words this morning, I didn't know the young lady's name. Leela. Okay. This morning, if we speak about plowing, but we don't speak about the power of the Holy Spirit, we actually are living in a dream world, because it takes power. It takes the Holy Spirit to plow those things out of your heart. I don't know about you, but I've had moments in my life where I've walked with God, which has been a long time now. This year it's 38, well, in April it was 38 years. And there have been times when the Holy Spirit has come and he has ripped boulders out of my heart. Just when I thought things were okay, he would come and he would rip stuff out of my heart. Simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. For you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Folk, you know what? Our word, we can't just have words and no power. When you speak to somebody about the things of the Lord, in the Spirit, there are things that need to happen. There needs to be an exchange. I know this COVID thing has been difficult for me. Because when I pray for someone, I like to put my hand on them. So it's been really difficult praying for people with Bluetooth, you know. For me, it's not as effective. But you know what? In God, it is. In God, it is. But there cannot just be words without power. There can't be. I said to Donnie this morning, I said, you know what, when people get saved, there needs to be ongoing change on a daily basis in their lives. And I've got to watch myself in that area as well. It's no good everything's going well and then I have an argument with my wife and she abuses me. But there needs to be change. That cannot happen again. Yes, it probably will, and I'll repent and I'll move on. But things need to be changing in our life. We can't be sitting at status quo, where everything is staying the same, but we think we're doing great. No, we're not. No, we are not. Tian also spoke about the nations being received. impacted. We're not going to impact nations if our lives are not changing. There has to be change. It says there, they heard the message with deep conviction. That word conviction is confidence, fully convinced. You know when there's something settled in your heart, like there's nothing that's going to change it. Like Manchester United is the best football team in the world. And the Sharks, who won yesterday, are the best rugby team in the world. And then when we play together, the Springboks are the best. They won the last World Cup. Fully convinced. It hasn't always been true, because they have lost. Fully convinced. I'm fully convinced that Liverpool's not a good side. I walked into Andre's house the other day. We went to see them. And there's like Liverpool stuff hanging on the wall. There was a scarf draped over the chair. I just picked it up and threw it. Andre's eyes went like that. He put it back. Leave my things alone. I'm fully convinced. Well, we're definitely going to beat them in the league this year. And we might still win a cup. I'm scared to say it. Hey? It was... Listen, the men lead the households. I was going to say to Johandre, who is the boss in that house? Check, Anita standing up, waving her hand. There we go. He's at it. Ooh. But you know what? We welcome the message. I'm just going to keep referring to Tion, because for me it was great. It wasn't nice. It was ripping. It was taking things out of us that shouldn't be there. The message was received in spite of suffering. You know what? When I was at school, I wasn't a Christian. And one day I'll let Patty tell the story, because I don't tell the story back past when I was saved. But I wasn't a nice person at school. For some reason, I was made a prefect. I think it's because I played first team rugby. All the first team oaks, because they could enforce the rules, they were prefects. And so there were two or three guys that were Christians. And guys, I used to beat them up. No, I did. I saw them as soft and weak and couldn't, we were in a boys' school. And so the problem is when one person starts to beat, then all the other oaks join in as well. You know what? They never changed their mind, those guys. I've thought about them often since then. In spite of the suffering, those guys stood. You know, it was much easier for me with all my friends to do something to them. It was much harder for them to stand during that time. It came back. What you sow, you reap. When I was doing my Defense Force training, which is what the old people used to do back in the day, halfway through my Defense Force training, I got saved. So up to that point, I'd been the same as I was at school. I got saved, and I came back from having been saved on a pass And I came back, and the guys, they were talking to me in the normal way with all the swear words and what was going on. And my vocab had changed. And so they looked at me. And they started to, what can I say, heckle me. And I remember in the shower one night, they came with a sock with a piece of soap inside of it. And they beat me. You know what? It took everything inside of me not to return the favor. But in spite of the suffering, by the time I left that army camp, I'd started a coffee bar, and over 45 people had given their lives to the Lord. They had seen the change, and it's almost like God waited to show them what I was like and then to show the change. It was hard. So this morning I want to continue to speak about this. I want to speak about what is the difference between conviction and culture. There's a big difference between conviction and culture. Culture is, if I do it enough times, then I'm comfortable with it. It's like putting on the light. Once you've done it a few times, it's easy. It's like Josh Jen. If you come to the front and you jump around, you do it enough times, then it's easy. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying don't let it become part of your culture. When you bring a word, you've brought many words before, but you bring another word, there needs to be the power and the conviction of the Holy Spirit that comes with that word. Not it just comes and they talk and everyone's standing looking around. No, there needs to be the power and conviction of the Holy Spirit. When we sing songs, that's why I love new songs. Because we haven't sung them before. And so we're focusing and we're listening and we locked into that song. Like Vilma did this morning. We're listening. Luca's saying, come on guys, get in there. Not, oh, come, let us adore Him. Is that good? Sign me up, eh? It's not as good as my song last week. Ain't it foggy outside? As I said, fog is the favor of God. Fog. This morning as we turned and came down towards the hall here, Cape Town gets this like terrible fog, smog over it. Now, I didn't say that was fog. I said, whoa, that looks ugly. We're going down there so Patricia can be a mother today. Because she's not my mother. You know that? What are you buying me? No, I'm not your, you're not my mother. My mother's dead. She's pushing up daisies. So going to church, you know what? Coming to church on a Sunday can become culture. I've done it for so long and I continue to do it. You know what? There's nothing wrong with coming to church. But when you come on a Sunday, come with expectation. Come with a conviction that this is where you should be and this is where you want to be. And you're trusting God to rock up and to change, to bring change in our life. Clapping. Do you clap your hands? Yes, we clap. Especially when Lane is playing because he sends it on the drums. He hoys middies. Must be the hat or something. I don't know. I didn't look at the back, but with their flags today. Hey, don't make it on Sunday. I'm going to hoy middies with a flag. No. I'm going to flag. There's going to be change. The atmosphere is going to change because I am waving this flag not for myself, but for others so they can see what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Conviction is when you're enabled by the Holy Spirit to a place of action. When you can do it in your own strength, it's not the Holy Spirit. That's how I feel about it. When you need the Holy Spirit to do what you want to do and what you need to do, the Holy Spirit needs to come. Otherwise, you cannot do it. People won't listen to your message if it doesn't come with power and conviction. They won't. They'll sit there, especially with your mask on. You can even yawn and no one knows. Because you're falling asleep. Because there's no power, there's no conviction. And you know what I like about power and conviction? Is we can't make it happen. The Holy Spirit has to come. Like the first prophetic word we had. And He needs to make it happen. There needs to be a river from the throne room of God. There needs to be. I remember once I was using that phrase about living rivers. And I said riving. What did I say? I swapped the front letter out. The people like looked at me. What's this? Tongues or... God is not here to increase your head knowledge. You do that at home. You go and do that stuff at home so that when you need it, it comes out. I give my wife a hard time because she doesn't know the Bible as well as me. That's true, eh, babe? Yeah. She always calls me her walking concordance. And... you know what that's from? It's from years of putting the word in. And the word says, when you've put it in and you need it, the Holy Spirit will come and enable you to find it. And so I have moments when Patty will ask me a scripture, and I'm in another world, and she'll ask me, and I like think about it. Oh, it's there. What? It is there. I haven't even thought about it. Not always like that, most of the time. Sometimes she gets the scripture. My mother of my children. And I tell her, you're not my mother. She says, I'm the mother of your children. You know what? We can't allow circumstances. At the moment, we've got circumstances against us. We cannot allow circumstances or the devil. And I want to tell you that he is real and he is the devil. And he is making the most of this whole COVID thing at the moment. Because when people walk in the back door, my response is I want to grab them and hug them because I can do a whole lot of pastoral work in one hug than I can do a whole week on the phone. And for me, that's the devil. He's stealing from us. So you know what? We need to be pushing back all the time in the way that we can. We need to be fellowshipping in the way that we're allowed to, but we need to continue to do it. Don't come with the story, oh, I've got COVID and so I can't come, or whatever the story. If you got COVID, stay at home. But don't think you've got COVID if you haven't. And I'm not picking on anyone at the moment, just in case they think I'm picking on them. Hey, listen, on a Sunday morning, I woke up and I said to Donnie, Donnie, I'm not going to make it today. I was sick. I had COVID. I said, I'm not going to make it today. So Donnie had to make a plan. He got Tian to lead the meeting and he preached. You know what? Culture results in apathy. You come to church and you sit there and you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to worship a little bit. I'm going to do this. And I'm gonna... Hey, for me, this COVID thing brought such apathy into my life. I had to rise up and I had to come against it and say, I refuse to be pushed back and pushed down by COVID. Guys, don't lean back into COVID. Stand up and come against it. Your lifestyle, the fact that you're tired all the time. People ask me now, so how are you feeling? I am tired, but I don't let that thing hold me down and push me down. I don't. I actually said to Patty this week, I am not saying I'm tired anymore. People ask me, how are you? I'm recovering. Come with a positive thing. Not that, oh, I'm tired. No, I am recovering. I'm getting over this thing. It's not holding me down. You know what? The God we serve is exciting. He's full of color. He's creative. He's not a dead idol. I just love this picture when I watched that message many years ago by Louis Giglio where he spoke about the universe. And I can just imagine God taking a handful of glitter and just going, shh. And then as they go out, he had a name for each one of them. That's our God. People of conviction walk in close relationship with their father. Now, you ex carried on long today, so am I. The children only went out at 10 o'clock. I thought, whoa. So they won't better finish their lesson unless I go to about 11. You know what? People of conviction want to know the full counsel of God, not their favorite topic. Culture, people of culture, they just listen to stuff and they accept it. I love it when people write things down, and if they want to, they give me a call and say, hey, Roland, what you said there, what did you mean by that? I tell them, I don't know. But you know what? When we listen to stuff, we need to, we don't just suck it in like a sponge. We check it out. We see what it says. Conviction results in maturity. It results in maturity. Culture results in immaturity. When we just listen to everything, like, there was a message on, I don't know what the program was, but it was on the phone. And the guy was talking about, we don't believe in speaking in tongues, and we don't believe this, and we don't believe that. Sorry, I believe that. I don't receive that. I believe that. Conviction is not affected by suffering or circumstances. When you stand, you stand. In Ephesians 6, it says, when the dust settles, you be standing. You don't always end up going forward, but you make sure that you stand. Culture will cause us to back down or revert to old ways. They say go back to default. I'm not a computer fundy, but yeah, go back to default. Acts 3 and verse 19. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. This is a word that Patty had on Tuesday night with the ladies. You know what? So often we just take the words we get and we're like, what's that? And we move on. No. When we get a word from God, we must work it through in our life. Repent then. That's a person of conviction. I will make this thing right now. I will repent. But there's a promise. When you repent, there'll be times of refreshing. I think that's amazing. So this morning, two things. Repentance from a cultural way of thinking and behaving, because the way that we think is the way that we behave. Refreshing from the Holy Spirit. If I could get and lay my hands on you, I'd push you over. I hate it when people try and push me over. I remember Ray McCauley trying to push me over. I stood like this. No, nobody's pushing me over. But if the Holy Spirit wants to come, I remember at another meeting, they were just talking, and I took off like through three rows of chairs. Not man, but the Holy Spirit. I couldn't have done that even if I tried. Have you tried jumping backwards? It's quite hard, eh? Refreshing from the Holy Spirit. I feel that we also need to restore our passion. That's what we're trusting God for this morning. Repentance, refreshing, restoration of passion. So I wonder if we'd all stand, and maybe the worship group can come up, or someone. So this morning, repentance from a cultural way of thinking and behaving, and refreshing from the Holy Spirit, and our passion being restored. We're all standing, so we all got some movement going. But you know what? God is a God of response. He likes you to respond to Him. So if He says something, you respond to Him. Yes, Lord, I want that. And so this morning, I really believe that God wants you to respond in your mind, in your heart, in your body, soul, and spirit. He wants you to respond this morning. He wants you to, first of all, repent of those ways that are just carrying on and on in your life. And He wants to then come and refresh you.